Kweku from Ghana. My name is Kweku. I'm 30 years old and I live in Solothurn since 8 years. I'm married to a Swiss and we have 2 children. I come from a village near Accra. My father had 2 wives. My mother was the first wife. She had 5 children with him. My father was a farmer. We had some land and some animals. We were poor and did not have enough to eat. My mother died from malaria when I was 1 year old. The second wife took more care of her own children. I could only eat after her children had eaten. I never got new clothes. I always had to fight for everything. Food, clothes, and later on school fees. I tried sometime to talk to my father about it, but he simply did not react. I think he did not really listen to me, and he also did not take note of me. I often quarrel with my half-brothers and sisters. They will always group together against me. My older real brothers and sisters did not protect me either. All they said was, "I did not have it easy. Why should I help you?" This made me cry sometimes. There were sometimes parties at the marketplace, weddings, funerals, or baptism. The whole village attended and there was a lot to eat. There was also drumming. The richer people rented sometimes a generator to produce electricity to play music on stereo players. We all danced. It was very nice. I started school when I was 8 years old. I was very happy there. The teacher was very nice to me and very satisfied with my work. No one could help me at home with my homework. I did well all the same at school. I found a very good friend at school. Sometimes we could play together after school. His parents were very nice to me and gave me some food. I would have liked to have a family like that. I still have a good relationship with my friend. He is a primary school teacher today. I'm quite sad because that was my dream job. When I was 10 years old, my father got knocked down by a car. He died on the spot. After that, I was alone and had no one. My stepmother did not have enough money even for her own children. Almost all my brothers and sisters got married and left the house. I then had to take care of myself. I had to stop school and sell food on the market. My auntie cooked the food, actually. Sometimes I carried loads for people. I saved the money I earned. I always wanted to go back to school. Sometime I was so hungry that I ended up stealing food. After 1 year, an uncle said, "You can come and stay at my place." Did he see how difficult my life was? It was also not so easy at my uncle's place. His wife and children were not so nice to me. At least I was able to finish primary school. My uncle also could not afford to send me to secondary school. I worked on the market and on the farm and lived with my sister. I dreamt about another lifestyle in Europe. A friend of mine got married to a Swede and lived in Sweden. I saved enough money to fly to Europe, and in the end, I landed in Switzerland. I met a nice Swiss and we got married. I now have 2 small boys. I love both of them the same and try to treat them the same. I always want to be there for them.